It's time to bring in Ruth Epstein, who covers our area for the Republican American. Ruth joins us every Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Oh boy, yeah. You really are in a pickle, huh?
It's one of those things. We look out in front of us, and I look every time I look out, I see there's a transformer lying on the ground, which our power line is attached to. And I say to myself, well, we're definitely going to be one of the last ones hooked up here. But, you know, living in a small town, Ruth, what happened here, we ran out of propane on late Saturday night. The Sharon ambulance squad was called out because there was a smell of, like, electricity and there was a smell of propane. And they came out and they double-checked and made sure everything was safe. And then they texted me, which I didn't find out until I got up the next morning at 4:30. But, you know, it's nice when you live in a town. All our first providers, all our everybody, the town crews, the first selectmen, they've all really stepped to the plate.
Yeah, as they always do when we have an issue. Somebody told me they came upon a downed tree with somebody trying to somebody chainsawing to get it free, and it turned out to be Brent Colley. So everybody's out there.
It's just one of those. It's, you know, I spoke with Maria Horn earlier today, and she's been out there. Even Craig Miner, who I never hear from, I've heard some reports from him. But, you know, the thing that upsets us all is that in that October snowstorm 10, 11 years ago, the state and all the power companies got together and put together a plan that would never happen again. Well, guess what? It happened again.
It happened. What's really frightening are the people who are, as you have said, are still captive because they can't get out of their roads or their driveways. These are health matters, public safety issues, and, of course, no power for people who are elderly or sick and need it for various reasons. It's been horrible. It's been horrible, and it's been so weird. We finally got power back late Friday night, yet the folks across the street, right across the street, did not. They're on a different line, so here we are with power, and they not. It just was so sporadic. And as you and I said, Sharon and Cornwall really got hit. Boy, did the green look like a war zone when those trees came down. And
literally at one point after the storm, you couldn't travel any of the back roads in Sharon. None of them. Zero.
Yeah.
And you couldn't travel most of the state roads. It was that bad. You know, I spoke with Mark Kirko from the Sharon Hospital today, and here's how fouled up Eversource has been. The hospital, of course, people say, oh, the hospital has generator problems. There's no way there's a generator big enough to operate what the hospital has to operate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they have two separate power lines in there, one for command and structure and the other one for very specialized equipment. Well, when they were without power for about 12 hours, Eversource came in and restored power, but instead of restoring it to the two separate lines, they restored it in one line. So when the power was slipped on at Sharon Hospital, they had a lot of equipment. Went south because it wasn't correct. You know, and like you look at us with our $10,000 piece of equipment.
Yeah.
Eversource has, sooner or later, somebody's got to hold this company's feet to the fire. And I'm not talking about the linemen or anything like that. The corporate management is just absolutely inconceivably stupid, or they just don't care.
They were bringing them in from other states all over, but it took forever. It's unbelievable. Have you seen, well, you probably haven't, the poor Taconic Range got a tree down. It just cracked right in the spot base there, and it's just hanging on the roof. Goodness knows if that building could be saved. I mean, that's a old historic place. In Cornwall, I was over at the watering station yesterday, and Cornwall was just about virtually 100% out, and now it's slowly, slowly coming back. But again, you talk about roads. First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said on Tuesday night, he has six ways to get to the firehouse from his house, which is not very far, and he couldn't use any of them. Everything was down. I mean, it's a really, really dangerous thing to happen.
It's, you know, you just look at it and, like I said, you shake your head. But once again, the first responders, and I include the road crews, the first selectmen.
Amazing.
They've all been out there. They've been trying their darndest.
Well, they can't touch it in case there are live wires. They have to be so careful.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's just, you know, there's so many ins and outs and ups and downs, and you just have to be so careful. But once again, the thing you mentioned mostly is the people that are trapped, who can't even get in or out.
Yeah,
that's just
scary.
It's unbelievable.
Now, you're still out, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Is all Main Street out?
I don't think so. I think up until you get to the house right before us, Town Hall is still on because they have underground power connection. So they're,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But then down a little bit, whoever is affected by this transformer that's right across from us doesn't have power.
I see. Okay.
And like I said, I'll feel much better when I think there's a new telephone pole that's lying on the ground out there. But it's going to be a one of those jobs that's going to take several hours to do. But anyway, we've got the generator, and our neighbors have been so good because it's been going for now 7 days straight. So
people are understanding of that.
So now is the Falls Village meeting going on tonight?
I have no idea.
It's scheduled.
I know there is a Canaan PNZ meeting, and they're going to be meeting outside. I understand they can't meet inside because of setting up for tomorrow's primary. So I'll have to check with Falls Village. I really haven't even thought about that. I would think it's on because Falls Village was pretty early to get its power back, at least downtown. So not the outskirts, but downtown. So we'll have to check. That's the doubleheader, the Selectmen and Finance Board. I do know we have the Canaan PNC tonight.
And also tomorrow, the cell tower hearing in Kent has been continued.
Mm-hmm.
You can participate in it by listening. And if you want to do that, you can get the information at townofkent.org, and they'll get the docket number. And you can listen, but you can no longer participate at this continued hearing.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens with the primary tomorrow?
The voting has been going on. I would think that the town halls don't need power to take your votes down at first. So I think that we'll be okay. We'll be able to vote, and a lot of people have been voting by mail.
They did send out those ballots, which was very helpful. But poor folks who can't even get out of their house to vote. I mean, that's really terrible. Awful.
Well, we've been covering this a long time, and like I said, the only thing that compares to this was that snowstorm
and October storm,
supposedly all things were put in place so that would never happen again.
Well, and as you said, it happened.
It's unbelievable.
So I assume the Sharon Sprint did not go on.
It did. No,
You're
it did.
Kidding.
No, they did. They put it on.
Well, wow. There's no way I could get there, but wow.
The Sharon Sprint Triathlon went on as scheduled. Coming up this week, the final Sharon on the Green concert, which is, of course, down at the ball field, that's going to be rescheduled for this Wednesday, so that'll be held this Wednesday.
Oh, it will be?
Yeah.
On Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
At the ball field.
Would be some nice diversion to try and get there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And as I say, I don't know if Sharon Board of Selectmen will be meeting. Well, who knows? We'll have to check that out, too. Okay. Well, it's just been so weird. It's one poor gal I met in Cornwall had just come up to get away from the pandemic. She said, I had to just flee the pandemic. I have health issues. I'm living down in Manhattan. I haven't been out. I haven't had any contact. And so she came to Cornwall to rent a little house on Monday. Tuesday, she was without power. Just incredible. Yeah.
Well, it's a... We're all in it together, and we'll all get through it together.
We will, there are questions about schools. We haven't even broached that yet. We know the high school is going hybrid. I'm not sure about what the elementary schools are doing yet, but we'll keep on top of it and let people know.
And also, we have no idea what it's going to cost these local school districts to open up the way they have to. There's going to be additional expenses, and the federal government just does not look like they're prepared to spend any money in any way. So.
Well, we saw what happened in Georgia. They opened, and already they're closing. So it just got to be use caution. Actually, I think Connecticut's done rather well.
I think so too.
Considering Yep, we've been fortunate, and
we'll see what happens. I mean, that's you know what? We'll all be glad when this year's over.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Ruth. Stay safe.
You too, and hopefully you'll get your power on soon.
Sooner or later. I live my life with a constant hum in the background.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're in the dark as usual, Marshall.
That's exactly right. All right, Ruth, take care.
Take care.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.